Welcome to the Breakthrough Maze, where anonymous callers are invited to share their greatest challenges, to be led to important breakthroughs that could take their life to the next level. More freedom, more power, more vitality. It can all be yours. And your host, Joe Applebaum, is committed to helping you find your way to it. Joe offers a strong shoulder to lean on with candid insights. Breakthrough to the life you deserve.
Thank you very much for joining the Breakthrough Maze, where we create incredible breakthroughs for people in every area of their life, whether they're feeling a sense of lack of power, a lack of freedom, a lack of self-expression. So tell me, would you like to create a breakthrough? Because remember, you're the one creating the breakthroughs. I'm just your tour guide taking you through the maze.
I never seem to have enough time to do everything I feel I need to do.
That is so powerful, and so many people make the statement, I don't have time for that. Have you ever said to somebody, I just don't have time?
Of course. I think most people think they can manage their time. I think they can, but they don't.
What you can manage is your priorities. You can manage your time. You can manage your priorities. So when people say, oh, I don't have time, you say, okay, who has more time than you? Who has more time than you? Does Bill Gates have more time than you? Does Mark Zuckerberg have more time than you? So when you say that you don't have enough time and you want more time, do you want more time than a billionaire?
Sure.
Of course you want more time than a billionaire. Who doesn't want more time than a billionaire?
Who doesn't?
But the reality is we're stuck with the same 24 hours in the day that Gandhi had, the same 24 hours in the day that Tony Robbins have, the same 24 hours in the day that Moses had. It doesn't matter who the human being is, if we're born in this world, in the reality of this world, we all have the same 24 hours. Maybe you're asking the wrong question. Maybe you're making the wrong statement. What don't you really have enough time to do?
Everything I want to do.
So let's be more specific. Is there something specific in your life that you're not doing right now because you feel like you don't have enough time to do it? What do you want to do that you can't do right now?
I have too many things on my list.
You are disregarding the important, and what you're honoring instead is the urgent. So you're doing the urgent at the expense of the important.
Yes.
So if you had to really set priorities for today, it's early in the morning, it's 8:08 a.m. Come hell or high water, I don't care if I'm driving a fire truck, I don't care if I'm driving a Mercedes, a motorcycle, I don't care what I'm driving. These are the three things I must get done today. Then you put it into your calendar. What are those three things?
Writing my weekly article, chapters in my book.
Two.
And creating content for next month.
Okay, so number one, writing your weekly article. That's simple. How many words is your weekly article?
About 800.
Excellent. How long will it take you to write 800 words?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This episode of the Breakthrough Maze is brought to you by Ajax Union, a digital marketing agency based in Brooklyn, New York. Ajax Union's core focus is to support B2B companies to generate better leads, nurture those leads from the top of the funnel to the bottom line. Visit www.ajaxunion.com to learn more about our amazing offering.
Now, back to our show.
I have about 450 written, so maybe like another 2 hours.
At the end of you doing that, how good are you going to feel that you got that done?
Amazing!
Amazing! All right, number two. You said you wanted to write some chapters in your book. Now, this is a very big problem. A lot of people set goals, very specific tasks that are not very specific. I want to write some chapters in my book. And when you say that, what happens is you get locked up in fear.
Two specific chapters that I want to work on today.
But you can't work on two chapters at once, can you?
If I have ideas here, then I have ideas there.
But if you had to pick one chapter, to work on and schedule X amount of time, how much time would you want to work on one chapter?
An hour.
Now, can you afford to put an hour in your calendar? But the weekly article seems urgent and important because it needs to get out. The book,
correct.
It seems important, but not necessarily urgent. So that's why you put it second to the weekly article. But it's still an hour of something that you know you need to get done. You can do it today, right? You can put an hour into it today if you have the hour, which is important. But at least you know before you start working what exactly you're going to be doing so that you don't procrastinate doing it. Like literally write what you're going to do specifically in that hour, and you put it in the calendar invite, and you put the link to the chapter, and then you literally just do that.
I like that. So I'm going to invite myself to my own meeting.
Exactly. Invite yourself to your own meeting, but write specifically an agenda of what you're going to be doing during the meeting. Don't make it general. And at the end, what does success look like? If you spent that hour successfully, what does it look like? It's a game changer. That's task number two. Game changer. What's the third thing you said you needed to do today?
Plan my content for next month.
All right. How long will that take to plan your content for next month?
So an hour.
All right. Excellent. So an hour. So that means you need to park your fire truck. Because when you look at your calendar and you have general tasks, you're going to ignore it and you're going to want to hop back on the fire truck. You're like, it's so much more fun driving that fire truck than doing these general tasks that are literally, you want to pull your hair out. But when it's a specific task and you know very, very specifically what you need to do, you're basically being your own coach. And if you do this, if you take literally, I don't know how long we're on the call right now, but it's got to be less than 10 minutes, right? You take less than 10 minutes to sit down and set up your top three priorities with what done looks like, and you calendar it out, and you write specific actionable tasks that will allow you to get to done, it's a game changer. It matters that you just do it, and that they're specific, actionable.
All right.
So did you have a breakthrough today? Did you create your own breakthrough today?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. And what commitment are you making now that you finished a breakthrough maze? You're at the end of the maze. What commitment are you going to make?
I am going to get those three objectives done today by calendaring them.
If you're watching this on Facebook right now, feel free to press the share button so your friends can see these amazing breakthroughs, because entrepreneurs, professionals, executives, they are creating their own breakthroughs.
Thanks for listening to The Breakthrough Maze, hosted by Joe Applebaum. We hope that by listening to the journey of a stranger, you've become inspired to want a little more freedom, a little more power, and a little more vitality. To find out more about Joe Applebaum or this incredible public coaching session, go to www.joeapplebaum.com. Also, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Help make it possible for more people to benefit from this free coaching. And leave a comment describing what you got out of this episode.